Hey guys, it's Danielle, and you're listening to Toxic to the Narrow-Minded, a podcast that explores and discusses current political and social issues in the world today, from a generation's ear. Hello, welcome to episode 2 of the podcast. Kind of on a roll here, so hopefully I keep going with this, but today's topic is all about the coronavirus and the effect that it not only had on me, but also a couple of my friends that joined me in today's episode. So I thank them, I hope they enjoyed their time, and hopefully they could be back for another recording sometime in the future. However, before I get into today's episode, I'd like to thank the individuals who reached out to me after the release of my first episode, which took a long time to release. Sorry about that again. But yeah, so thank you very much. Your words really motivated me and just pushed me to do more and whatnot. So thank you, and I hope you guys and the newer people who are listening in enjoy today's episode. Alright guys, so here we are. Let's do some introductions first. Can we go, I think, youngest to oldest, or whatever form we've decided?
Yeah. Okay, hi, I'm Aya Salem. I'm 15 years old and I'm a senior in high school.
Hello, my name is JC. I'm 17 years old and I'm a senior in high school as well.
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm 17 years old and I'm a senior.
Hi, I'm Lene Lopez. I'm 18 and I'm a senior.
Okay, well, I'm Danielle, as you can tell. I'm 17 and I'm also a senior, so we have a bunch of seniors here, which is fortunate, but not, because we're all in an issue right now that isn't the best.
Yeah.
But yeah. So before we start today's interview, I'd like to ask, how have you guys been lately in quarantine mode, basically?
So basically, right, quarantine for me has been very isolated, because I don't really go out a lot as it is, but I like having that option to like leave whenever I would like. So quarantine has just been very isolating, and I hate it, and it's boring. So
same.
Yeah, okay, it's been the same for me, and every time like someone brings up being bored, like, everyone in the family immediately thinks of, like, going outside to do something, but we can't go outside to do something. So I feel very restricted.
Have you guys ever been on walks? I've been on one walk in my past 17 walks. Years. This time.
Dude, I went on one. I went on one the other day, and I don't know why. It was so weird because everybody was walking. I didn't think anyone could help, but, like there were no cars, and everybody was on foot, and I was like, what is going on? It was so weird.
I'm dead. Oh, no. Yeah.
That is weird, huh? Everybody just kind of, I don't know. I'm not afraid to go outside, but my mother, she's like very like protective of me, because like I have the worst immune system ever. So it's just kind of like, I just have to stay. And then she gets mad that I'm inside all day. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
I'm dead.
I was the same way. How about you, Donna?
I've just been at home, just chilling. And if I do go out, it's, like, for family things. So, like, I've gone out, but it's, like, always to my aunt's house to, like, hang out with family. And even then, we just stay inside. And then I just come back home and stay inside again. And towards the beginning, like, when, like, the first week that school was, like, where they said that school is canceled, Ashley and I would, like, ride our bikes to the park. And we would just go, like, ride our bikes and then, like, leave them in the playground and then start playing.
She's
on the playground.
Active.
Because no one, literally no one is at the park. But then, like, the first day where they actually said, like, hey, stay inside, we still went outside.
Rebel.
We still went outside that day, but then there was a police officer and he talked to us, and then my little sister and I got scared, and then we came back.
Oh no. Wait, did they close down the park near your house?
It's not closed, but it's like you just shouldn't go, because we were just riding our bikes, and then no joke, all of a sudden, like 10 cars went in the parking lot, and Ashley and I got scared, and then we started biking home. And then right near our house, towards the end of the park, the police officer was like, "You guys know you shouldn't be outside right now." And I was like, "No ingles." And then I kept on. So yeah, that's what it's been like for me. And then I haven't really gone on walks anymore because I'm scared.
In general. You, Lene?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest, nothing has really changed for me because we just recently traveled and like we visit family a lot. So it's honestly very similar to like my regular days. So I'm honestly not complaining. I think everything's really fine here. Like we went hiking this morning. We went to McDonald's. Like we went in. Like it's very similar. The only difference is that a lot of places are closed.
Wait, you went into the store? I thought it was closed inside.
No, yeah, McDonald's is still open. You could go in. It's like there's just a bit of like rules, so like you have to stay behind the blue line and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, I see. Social distancing. Like,
Did you like Lysol your fries just in case they had some disease on them?
Ronald's trying to get that bank.
He's a clown, dude.
He's a clown.
I think so. In reality, I don't know. Anyways, so you guys been at least hanging in there. At least that's good. Hopefully, nobody catch the disease because we don't want that spreading.
Yeah, I mean, our generation, we don't really like. We have so much technology that I don't think half of us are phased. We kind of just stay inside and we like communicate socially through phones and stuff. So I don't think most of us are phased, but it's just the option of our freedom being taken away, like trying to go outside.
That's making us go crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. But I mean, I don't leave my house because I play games all day. So I mean, I said, I'm a gamer girl. I'm okay.
Okay, gamer girl. Anyways, all right. So now we're gonna move on to the questions that I've kind of laid out. So what I'm gonna do for you guys is basically say the question, and then we'll answer the question, and then we'll just discuss from there. So kind of similar to how you guys been, due to the school closing, have you guys done anything at least productive other than gaming and walks? Knowing that we're still in high school, considering that we haven't really graduated yet. So like, have you guys done anything productive?
You see, I made a plan to do something productive because I still have to do stuff for my IB diploma, like for my CAS hours and for my physics IA. And I scheduled to start my physics IA like 2 days ago, but I didn't do it because I was binge watching a TV show. But yeah, I should be more productive, but I'm not being productive at all.
Okay, so no. Okay, here's the thing, though. I always tell myself that because, like, a lot of the quote-unquote homework we're getting in Google Classroom, I think is very optional, and it's just, like, it's like, oh, if you want to do this, if you want to do the review, and, like, obviously I don't want to. Yeah. But, like, as a student, and I know that what the situation we're in is not good, and we do need to, like, graduate and learn and educate ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll just do it. But then I know I won't because I don't want to. It's just a like constant back and forth thing with me. But I mean, I've still been like active, like physically active. I've still like, I have like a kind of a little workout here thing at home in the garage that I usually do when I get like bored of whatever I'm doing. So, I mean, in some ways I've been productive, but academically, like, no.
Yeah. Donna?
You know, like, kind of like I have a plan. Like, I have a set, like, I have an agenda that I use at home. And then I like to, like, section off, like, hours of the day to do my homework. And to be honest, I have been pretty productive. And that's it's kind of surprising because I'm, like, I usually procrastinate. But it's I do homework every morning. Like, I get my things. I have a little tote bag where I have all of the materials that I use for school. And then I put, like, because my main focus is my AP classes, because despite us not having school and doing, like, online assignments, we're still going to have AP tests. We're still going to have our exams. So I get my my stuff, and I go outside in my backyard, and I just do homework.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that messes me up is the fact that I sleep through my alarm. So, and my sleeping schedule is super off because I have a lot of family that's visiting from Texas, and I haven't seen them in a while. And so it's like, you want to spend time with family, but at the same time, you know you should be doing homework. So it's kind of hard to balance the two when it's 3 a.m. and you're trying to go to sleep so you could wake up at 8, but your family is, like, playing loud music. And... Mm-hmm. They're screaming. So,
I'm done.
But besides that, yeah, I've been pretty productive.
Just wait, with your family? Sorry, yeah. With your family? Are they, wait, so the traveling situation with that, are they able to go back soon, or are they just stuck there for a while?
You see, it's difficult because my family always talks about it. But the thing is that my dad's a clown, right? So he's always joking. He's always joking about certain situations, and then my family just goes with it. But then I'm like, so are you joking or are you for reals?
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I've heard from my family is that, so I have my aunt and then my 3 cousins that are from Texas, and they have changed their schedule to go back about, like, they've changed their airplane tickets about 3 times already. But they have the flight scheduled tomorrow at 8 a.m. And then it turns out they're actually going tomorrow. So they're leaving. And it's kind of strict because, obviously, they're leaving at 5 a.m. tomorrow. But their plane flight is at, like, 9. But they've been told that they have to arrive, like, hours earlier because of everything that's going on.
Also, it's, like, hard restrictions.
Yeah. And then they said that most likely if they go, once they get to Texas, they're going to have to be, like, held at the airport for a while and, like, examined and things like that. But then I have an aunt that's also visiting, and she's from Mexico. So is actually stuck here.
So it's kind of like Lene. She wasn't... Lene, you didn't get stuck. Well, she's in America now. Lene, was it hard coming back?
It wasn't hard. They say that they're going to take time and stuff, but it's really only a few questions, like, have you been around people who have the coronavirus and stuff like that? They also have, I believe, those specific cameras that when you walk, it shows whether you have a fever or not.
Oh, yeah, those thermometer ones.
Yeah, so that's the only thing they do at the airport, at least. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal for your family, because that's all they did, and that was from Cancun to here. So I think they would really check. So, yeah, that's pretty much all they're doing.
Yeah, but I think the situation would be different since it's the fact that she's going from here to Mexico.
Oh, it's backwards now. I see.
It's the other way. And since the United States has, like, currently the most cases, I think they would be more strict. Because in Mexico, the coronavirus isn't, like, the actual amount of people infected. It's not as bad as how many people are infected in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So I know. I think we're number one right now, actually. We've risen to the top.
Because people don't know how to wash their hands, man.
And we're not actually... I feel like most people aren't actually, like, socially... Oh, it's a whole mess. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I give up. Lene, you? Have you done anything productive?
Well, I haven't done anything productive, like, school-wise, besides read. But I should be doing journals and assignments that go with the readings, but I haven't done them because I've been with family, so I've been distracted. But I do want to be productive because we have 2 months now, so I really want to get my things together because right now my grades aren't looking too good. So I want to make up work. Nothing's mandatory, but they said we could turn in work that we have yet to do or want to improve on to like up our grade. So yeah. I think that's something to take advantage of because I feel that once we come back to school, it's really just the test and graduating. So
yeah, true. With me personally, I haven't done nothing really. Studying is kind of out the door. Classwork out the door also. I should, but I don't know. I feel like when I go to school as in like the building itself and like the people I'm around, I feel like that gives me more motivation than doing it on my own, which kind of sucks because that's how college is. But I feel like it's different in a way, so I'm kind of not motivated right now in a sense. So.
Yeah.
No, I get you on that. For some reason I like feel more motivated to do my homework at school.
Yeah, same.
And when I'm at school and I have like free time or whatever, and you guys aren't there because you guys distract me. I'm just like, yeah, let's get this homework done, like this and that, whatever. But like at home, it just doesn't work out because I have so many things to keep me occupied. So.
Mm-hmm. I could do all nighters and sleep the night before, so that's fine with me. But yeah. Oh no, school. And now moving on to question two. If you note that we are kind of all in our last year of high school, how does this make you feel? Because like now they've officially said that school's closed till June, and we like graduate, I think, on May 27th. So it's basically passing our graduation date. So how do you guys feel that we've lost our prom, basically, and we've kind of lost our graduation as of now? Because they haven't decided anything. But yeah, how do you guys feel? I don't know.
For me, I'm like really sad because this is like a major loss because we've been in high school for 4 years and I've been looking forward to graduation for 4 years and now I'm not going to get to like experience it. I might not get to experience it. You won't be able to because that's a big gathering and we're not allowed to have like that many people gathered in one place. And then, like, prom, too. I probably should have gone last year, but I was, like, senior year. I'll just do it my last
same.
Year.
Same. I thought yeah. the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now I lost that opportunity, so, yeah.
So, it kind of sucks because I was absent the last day of school before all this.
Oh, my gosh, same.
I was about to bring that up with you guys, too. I'm like, it was just me, I, and Lene who sat at lunch together. You guys were gone.
Oh, that's so sad.
Dude, I was like, and I was thinking about it because I was at Ross, right? And I was at Ross with my mom, and I hate Ross. I don't know why. I just hate that store. I don't like it. I don't like Ross. It's stupid. And then, like, you guys were messaging and stuff, and then Donna called me, or I called Donna, I don't remember. And we were just talking about how that we weren't there and that it's actually closing down. And we were somewhat happy but sad at the same time because we realized, like, dang, we didn't even get to, like, see you guys or say anything. And some friends that I don't really like hang out with like outside of school, because you have those friends where they're like really cool
when
you're in school, but you don't hang out with them. I'm kind of sad that I won't really get to see them either because we don't know each other like that, you know. We don't hang out outside of school like I do with you guys. Oh my god. Dude, I have so many different people I'm going to miss. And regarding the ceremony and prom, I also thought the same thing, like, oh, I'll just go my senior year. And my brother, like, I would ask him, like, should I go to prom, is it worth it? He's like, don't go your junior year, go your senior year, it's way better, trust. And now I can't even go because right? So I'm kind of upset that I didn't get to like experience that, I think, milestone in like most people's lives. Graduation and prom. And I was honestly really looking forward to, like, you know, dressing up and looking cute or whatever. So, I mean, now I can't do that. I just think it hits us seniors more because I know damn well, like, juniors and sophomores aren't really worried because it's not their last year.
Lots of things have opened up for them, I heard a lot of things about them that they're allowed to get leeway to some things within the within school and whatnot, which must be nice, but I guess.
I know, right? And we over here have to, like, think about where, like, co- college we're going to go to and this and that, and if, like, where our education is going to go. And I just think
our first day is going to really be on Zoom.
Hey, professor.
Hey, professor. Dude, I can't wait. If it actually doesn't, God, I can't wait until this all goes away. But I think it affected us a lot more than most people in society.
Yeah. You, Donna?
Well, Danielle, you already know how I feel about this. Literally, the day, what day was it, Danielle? Was it 2 days ago?
I think so. I think it was Wednesday.
When we got the email saying that school, like, has been officially canceled until June 17.
I'm
the biggest baby in the world, so I just did what any other baby would do. I started crying, right?
Oh my God.
And then, but the thing is that I was sad because, like JC said, I wasn't there for the last day. Like, so many people are posting, like, shoot, like, if we had only knew that Friday was going to be our last day at school. And I was like, damn, and I wasn't even there that day. Like, I wasn't hanging out with my friends, and I would, like, and the Thursday that I was there, I wasn't even thinking about, like, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, like, I'm not going to see him again, like, because we didn't know.
Uh-huh.
And, like, obviously I'm sad that I won't be able to do senior activities that the past classes have been able to do. Like, I won't, like, in the moment when I started crying, I was literally just thinking of everything. I was like, I won't be able to go to prom with my best friends. I won't have my last day with them of high school together. Yeah. I was like, or I might not, right? Because we don't know. But, and then one of the things that got me the most upset is just the fact that I'm most likely won't be able to walk the day of graduation ceremony to receive my diploma, because literally I've been looking forward to walking and getting my diploma ever since my brother did, and that was in, like, freaking 2012. Like, damn, I was little. So it's something that has kept me, like, going during, like, hard times of school. Like, I'll be having freaking 7 journals due the next day. I'll be having a pre-cal test.
Thanks, I'll be having teachers.
Even in just freshman year, like, when I would go to literature and I'd get, like, so much anxiety. I'd be like, it's okay, just get through this, because then, like, we're going to go to, it's going to be sophomore year, then junior year, then senior year, then bam, you're graduating, you're going to get a diploma, and you're going to college.
You're wearing
and
that pretty just gown with the flowers.
Yeah. And it's just crazy to think that might not be happening. Obviously, we're going to graduate. Obviously, we're getting a diploma. But it's not going to be the traditional walk that we've all been dreaming about.
They're going to mail it to us.
I know. Via airdrop. Bam. Yeah. Except for Lene.
Damn, Lene, you're not getting one.
I know.
she doesn't have an iPhone.
I don't know. And I feel like it's even more crazy because, well, for Danielle, Aya, Lene, and I, remember, we were all in the honor guard last year. So we literally helped with the 2019 graduation, and we were all sitting next to each other watching people get their diplomas wearing blue, and when they threw the flowers in the air, and I was like, this is gonna be us next year. And it's just really sad to think that might not be us.
Corona really did, he really said no.
Yeah, he said, nope, who you think you is? You ain't graduating.
But one of the things that I was telling Danielle was, like, when I was talking to her, I was like, but the thing is that, like, I'm pissed. Like, I'm angry at myself because it's like, why the hell am I crying? Like, there are people that the coronavirus hit them harder. Like, people that have been laid off at work, people that are really struggling to get money to pay to buy groceries, people that are sick, even people that are affected by the virus, like, literally they have the coronavirus, or family members, people are dying, and I'm freaking here crying because I'm not going to prom. So then I was angry at myself because I was like, damn, like, I'm selfish.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole, like, pro, like, not the pro and con, like, the whole, like, there's two sides to how we feel about things, which makes sense. I mean, you can see it like that, but, like, then again, don't know, senior year of high school is important, but I'm also thinking about, like, later on, like, doctors now that receive their PhD, I don't think they get to graduate either, which is even, like, a longer whole accomplishment that, but I feel like high school also has its importance, too, so Donna's right about the whole self, like, feeling selfish, but I don't know, it's kind of, I don't know. How about you, Lene?
I understand what Donna's talking about because we were actually talking about it earlier that there's kids that have, like, abusive families or, you know, school was their place where they could be, like, feel safe, per se. And so, you see, these people are staying home now, so we don't know what's going on. And due to all, like, the situations like losing jobs, like, a lack of resources and stuff, these parents or these situations are probably going to get worse for the kids. And so we have to take into consideration that we might not have it as hard as some people. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, we just need to, like, you know. And also, for me, I'm not too caught up on prom because in reality, it was not something that I was too crazy about. I simply wanted to go because you guys were going to go, and so we were going to have fun. But we could do that anytime, just us. So it's not something big for me. The biggest thing, though, was probably the UCR session for extra credit.
I'm dead.
No, I'm serious, though, because that saved my grade last year. So I was really hoping it could save my grade this year. And so I was looking forward to it. I don't have that option anymore, so I have to, like, find some other way to do that. And so, but besides that, I think due to the graduation, like, postponed, I think once we come back June, we might have time for a graduation. I feel like they're going to find a way to make it because, I don't know, I feel like it's something they're not going to, I feel like that's something that's very important for seniors. And so I feel like they'll try to find a way, but if they don't, as long as I get my diploma, I think everything will be fine.
Would you guys be sad if it was over the internet? Like, we would graduate?
I just want my diploma, to be honest. Like,
my diploma. I'm good.
Yeah. The ceremony would be nice, but, I mean, I just want my diploma.
Lene's right. We kind of, like, lost opportunity on getting up our grades, because I know that UCs, if they see, like, a C or lower...
Dude, I have a C and I have a D. Like, this needs to stop.
Bro, no. I'm too scared.
No, Donna, I have grades.
Dude, I haven't looked at my grades. I'm too scared. Like, I haven't looked at them at all.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
I probably have, like, a D or an F or something.
I don't want to look them good. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to start doing
the homework. How are your grades?
Fine.
We already know we're good.
Yeah,
we're good before we went on break.
I left off comfy. That's nice.
I didn't.
I know. You know what? Mine is kind of same because I kind of also wrote down the last day that we left not high school. The day that we left school was at JC and Donna, of course, as you guys said. But you guys didn't get to eat the last lunch either. It's kind of like the Last Supper with Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, stop. Oh, yeah. Judas.
Are you going to die now?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, so who's Judas? Who's Jesus me? Then?
Oh no. Me? But he's not.
I don't know.
What? JC's definitely Judas.
Why am I Judas?
Because your name starts with the J.
Okay. But, I mean, who wants to eat trash school lunch anyways? I had a nice meal.
Must be nice. You were at Ross, no? Oh, no, wait.
Yeah,
no,
beans.
Oh, yeah, no. I got a burger at Ross.
Yeah, bro. But, yeah, mine is also kind of same. I also based it on the... It's kind of... I kind of see it upsetting towards the idea. This is kind of, like, the selfish side, you could say, like Donna was saying. Mm-hmm. That people, like, not only us, but people like Aya and Lene and Donna and JC, we've all taken, like, these hard classes. Like, I see Aya and Lene stress about the whole extended essay with IB and AP. And to know that, I know Lene and JC don't really care for the ceremony, but I feel like that ceremony, like, kind of, like, locks in that idea that you guys have, like, really worked hard for, like, that,
that
paper. And, like, you guys just, like, not only through your high school years, but also through, like, your elementary and, like, middle school. Because I feel like those also connect to your graduation.
Yeah.
So I feel like you guys have really, like, I feel like us is, like, a group. And, like, I feel like many other people who've, like, are your, many people who've worked hard have really, like, we've really, like, worked hard in a sense that it's just, like, our blood, sweat, and tears are literally, like, kind of going down the drain, but kind of not really. But then again, it's kind of selfish if people were to, like, listen and be like, oh my gosh, so they don't care about the people that are dying. But yeah, we do, but it's like, I don't know.
No, it's human to be selfish. You're lying if you say you're not. Like,
yeah,
sometimes. Like,
it's... Oh, that's a whole ass different debate.
Oh, yeah, okay, I won't. But, like, that's my stance.
Hate comments, kidding.
Hate comments. Who is Stacey?
She's incorrect.
I think.
Last time I checked. Okay,
according
Karen.
To my calculations, my mom said.
It's a whole thing that, I don't know. I go back and forth on this. Like, I think about graduation, what could have been, and, like, and everything my brothers got to experience and everybody else is just like, I'm gonna be there one day.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. Like, first generation high school students, like, if their parents didn't graduate from high school, they like, parents would have seen their daughter walk across that stage wearing that cap and gown and that certificate in their hand.
Yeah, dude.
Dang, it's, I didn't so see sad. It like that. It is.
I saw a post like that on Instagram the other day, and I literally started crying again.
Oh my god.
Guys, I have too many hormones. Help me. I cry too
much. You're not, like, empty on tears?
Yeah. Don't you ever run out?
Literally, you guys, three people were insulting me at once. I didn't hear all the weak insults.
don't you ever run out of tears?
No, I really don't.
I get tired.
I get tired too, and I get headaches, but they keep on coming.
I'm dead.
All right. What's the next question, Danielle?
Yes. Let's move on to the next question. So we're kind of turning our attention a bit onto, like, Corona itself and who this person is, and decide just to walk up in our lives like that. What's your thought on, like, the virus itself? Like, are you scared? Are you sad? Like, really? Like, I think maybe you guys answered it earlier within the recording or within the podcast, but, like, how do you guys feel about it in general?
I want to hear Aya's opinion. I feel like Aya has some important things to say.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we love a scientist major.
Aya.
But actually, though, like, I watched a video a few days ago about, like, coronavirus and how serious it can actually get. And I was shook because I didn't think it was serious at all. I was like, oh, it's just a virus that comes and goes, and it's only dangerous if you have a weak immune system. Dude, I'm out of breath.
Breathe.
But no, breath, what? I'm just
But yeah, and then I watched this video where it talked about how the virus gets into your lungs and how your body starts attacking itself and killing its own, like, lung cells. And then bacteria can get in and all of that, and then you can, like, get pneumonia and stuff like that.
Okay,
and it's like,
okay.
It's a lot more serious than I thought it was. And so I'm actually starting to get, like, kind of scared because it can easily kill anybody. It's not even just the people with weak immune systems, like that too. But, like, it can, like, affect anybody. And I I thought it was, like, the really young people or the really old people, but, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, reality. But yeah, now I'm actually kind of scared.
Oh no. Loki kind of scared now. You, JC?
Oh, okay. So, my family, including myself, we're kind of, like, really carefree people. We don't really, like, like, if we get, like, sick or, I don't know, get hurt, we don't really, like, pay too much attention to it. Like, we're just really carefree. So when this kind of came up, I kind of thought it was, like, really, like, dumb how people overreacted and started, you know, beating each other for toilet paper and stuff. I was just like, why is this happening? Like, yeah, it's a virus. It's a virus.
It's a virus. It's a virus, mom. Literally, anytime anybody says that word, that's the thing that pops into my head. It's so bad.
It's a virus. It's a virus, but the death rate isn't so, like, it's possible, but it's not that high. I did the math, and honestly, I double checked on some sites because I know my math. My math is not very, I'm statistics, but.
Aya, we need some help with your calculus self.
Overall, worldwide, it's like 20%. Like, of the people that are confirmed with the disease are, like, will died. So, like, 26% of those people. So, I wasn't really worried with that number because it's not that big. But then again, I realized and, like, I researched, like, how painful and, like this could actually be. Like, shortness of breath. Yeah. And it's just kind of scary. And especially, like I said, I have a weak immune system. It kind of worries me now. And I don't know. I just feel like people just need to learn how to be careful and stop hanging out with friends and partying because social distancing, it's real. We need to pay attention.
Hashtag like, let it trend on Twitter.
Yeah, because some people don't really take it seriously. And I'm just like, I'm not trying to be in here for another month.
I think that's actually how China was able to bring down the numbers, actually. They actually, like, dedicated themselves to social
distancing. Exactly. Just that people here are stupid.
Yeah, people think, like, oh, like, I'm going to just do this for, like, people think social distancing is like minimizing the people that are around you and being like a certain feet away, and here's the thing, right? Social distancing is staying isolated in your home, not being isolated with different people at different times. Like, you can't just go to one friend one day and hang out with them and then another friend the other day. You need to be consistently like isolated and social. I don't know, I just feel like people don't really get the idea. And they just think that they need to minimize the people they're around, like the number of people. And that's not exactly it. You can't be around different type of people. I think
that's basically like jumping around. Yeah, I get
that. Yeah, like, yeah, there you go. I didn't know how to explain it, but like, yeah, I think you get it.
I gotcha. Donna, how do you feel?
My computer fell asleep. Okay, so. My thoughts on the virus, honestly, I'm just generally confused. I feel like now, because, like, in this day and age where we're so invested in social media, like, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or other platforms besides, like, the actual news, there's so much information. Like, so many articles, so many YouTube videos, so many posts, so many IG, so many lives. I can't process all of it, and it's insane, and it just makes me more confused on what information, like, is credible, on what information I should believe,
real,
what's not, what is just said because of money, what the government said, what doctors are saying. I don't know. I think it's way too much, and I just feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's even crazier when you have parents that are gullible and fall for anything.
My mom
will watch freaking the Spanish news, like, freaking every morning.
Yeah.
She'll watch freaking Televisión, then she'll go to Univision, and then she'll go to Telemundo, and then she'll go she'll go to different channels, and they're all saying different things. So what my mom said, she saw, this is what she saw on an Instagram post, and it said that it was, like, the president of... Oh my god. President or the leader of what place was it? Oh my god. I forgot. Damn. It was like of a foreign country. It wasn't India. It wasn't Russia.
Does it start with a P? No.
Shoot. I honestly forgot. If I remember, I'll say it. But basically, he said that the coronavirus is eventually gonna affect everyone. He's like, everybody's gonna be. He's like, there's gonna be a point. He's like, maybe it's in a month, maybe it's in 2 months, maybe it's in like 5 months, but everyone is going to be infected by the coronavirus. And he's like, and there's nothing we can do about it. The only thing is that some people are gonna be immune to it, and then it's gonna pass because it's only a virus. And I was like, what? That doesn't make sense. But then I'm like, I mean, it kind of does make sense, but then I was like, no, it doesn't.
Well, if you compare it to, like, the cold, there are some people that, like, not level, there's people that get colds or whatnot, or, like, fevers. Like, personally, I don't have experience with fevers, like, mean fevers. I've never really, like, had a big one. I usually just have, like, sinus problems, but I've never had a fever before. So, it's, like, I see it as, like, that, or, like, some people don't really, like, they probably get, like, a little symptom of it, but I feel like they won't get, like, a big one of it.
Yeah, and then there was, I don't remember if it was the same person or if this was another Instagram post. Oh my god, I almost fell out of my bed. I don't know if she saw it on the news, but something else my mom told me was that it said that old people, the people that are more mature, people that are above the age of 50, are obviously more in danger of it. And there was, like, a post on Instagram, and it was, the guy was like, don't hug your grandma, don't talk to your grandma, don't hug your grandma, don't touch your grandpa.
Oh my god.
And then I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. It was basically just saying that if you're around your grandparents more, you're putting them in danger. Because let's say you go outside, you go to Stata Brothers, you come back, you hug your grandma. Maybe I won't get the coronavirus, but maybe my grandma will, because my grandma's older and I'm being in contact with her. So they were just saying that, like, your grandparents and older people actually should be isolated. Like for reals, quarantined. Like, put them in a room, slide a sandwich underneath their door.
I actually watched a video that showed how easy, like, bacteria itself is easily, like, where you could just touch things and, like, it goes, like, people were shaking hands and all you see is, like, this, like, what is it, black light, blue light, red light, purple light, they show the germs.
Yeah.
And, like, touch, like, different things, and, like, it was nasty, but I was like, dang. And, like, thinking about that, like, yeah, you're right, if you were to touch something outside and you come home to your grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
And I don't know, I feel like that, it scared me when I watched it, because I literally was like, oh, my grandma's here, she's visiting from Texas. I was like, but I love my grandma. I was like, I haven't seen my grandma in 3 years. Of course I want to hug her. Of course I want to sit next to her. And I was like, I mean, eventually she's going to go back to Texas, so I don't have to worry. And then my mom pointed to the trailer, and I was like, oh, damn, my other grandma lives in the backyard. I was like, oh, I'm in between two grandmas.
Oh my god.
So I guess I just have to be careful. And you know what? This is even crazier. Oh my god, I'm talking so much. I'm so sorry. This is even crazier. But my grandma that lives in the backyard, she works as a nurse.
Oh my god. Oh no, nurses are going
to home in her, because she's like not a caretaker. She's a nurse, and she lives. Oh my god. She works in a.
Like a senior center?
Not a retirement home. It's basically a senior center, but literally it's a hospital.
Oh. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. I got it.
But it's specifically only for, like, old people.
Yeah.
They started taking in patients with the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
She still works, and she still comes home. So I'm kind of scared, because I'm like, damn, grandma, I'm not gonna hug you. I'm gonna nod at you from afar.
Yeah, grandma's gonna yell at you.
I'm gonna be like, sup, because I'm sorry, I can't. I'm scared to hug you.
And then, Lene, how do you feel then about the virus itself? Or, like, your thoughts? Are you scared too?
I don't think I'm scared, because I haven't been thinking about it lately. I think I've been acting like as if it was vacation, which I know it isn't. Like, I don't think about the coronavirus very often, only when it's mentioned, but I don't go seeking for information, so I'm kind of ignorant on this topic, to be honest.
Yeah.
But as for being afraid of it or scared, I'm not really scared, but I've gone into the habit of washing my hands after I go somewhere, putting hand sanitizer, but it's not on fear. Now it's just habit, because my aunt kept telling me to wash my hands. So it's happening. But besides that, I'm not scared. I know it is a real thing, and, you know, people mm-hmm. are getting, you know, sick because of it. But as for me, I don't think about it often, so I can't say that I'm afraid of it. but I know it's a serious thing and that, you know, we should be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, my thoughts, personally, I kind of accepted the virus as, like, I know it's bad, but if I get it, I get it. But I'm just scared of people in the world, because if you look at people, and not look at people, don't look at people, it's weird. Don't look at people. Well, I'm confused. Anyways, but I've seen videos where people intentionally, like, lick, like, poles, or, like, they, like, spit their hands, I've and they rub it all that. Over. Or, like, they intentionally try to spread the disease. And I think that's the part that scares me, is that as people, we are, as a society, we were kind of turning against each other in a selfish manner, that if someone was to get it, they would want us to get it. And I don't see that as, like, being fair, in a sense that you're really that low and screwed up as a person that you would put other people's lives in danger for a virus. So it's kind of like, I'm scared to, like, touch anything, because I feel like it was intentionally, like, someone actually put their saliva, whatever, on there to get me sick or something. So I think that's a part I'm only scared of. If I get the sickness, that's probably my own fault. But if I see someone do something intentionally and I, like, wasn't aware of that, I'm just scared of that part in general. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I explained it right, but I'm just, people are turning against us. And I'm just like...
Yeah, have you guys seen, I don't know if it's a trend, but it's like on TikTok, I think it's on TikTok, where people just go around like licking things.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what, I don't understand people, like, I don't...
Oh yeah, that one guy that licked the toilet, I think he actually got it.
No! Ew. I mean, well, that's his fault.
Dude, I think he was on Dr. Phil, actually, and he got, like, he wanted to be famous.
I don't know, okay, that's a different topic.
Everybody on Dr. Phil ends up...
Yeah, no, that's a different topic. Dr. Phil don't help anybody, he knows what he's doing.
Loki kind of attacked Dr. Phil right now.
Look, Dr. Phil, I love you, bro, but, like, listen, you make people famous, and it's...
In a bad way,
and then they just receive the clout, and they think it's okay.
Exactly. But yeah, I think that's the only reason I would be scared of the virus. I think I don't know, the part that scared me the most is because my mom's also become paranoid to it, which is like making the whole family paranoid, because I think she's becoming like a hypochondriac. You know what those are? You guys know what those are?
No.
It's basically people that, like, think they're always sick in a way. So, like, oh my gosh, I'm sick now. Like, oh my gosh, I just cough. Like, I have bronchitis. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think she's low-key becoming one of those. And it's, like, getting me nervous. And it's just making me, like, iffy. And she's like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, fine, I won't. But,
I completely feel you. Because, like,
getting into my head. It's the government, guys. It's the government. Excuse me. Pardon me. How do you guys feel the world is going about it? Like, I know you could talk about other countries, but, like, how do you feel America's handling it? Because America, oof, bad.
I feel like America's not taking it as seriously as a lot of other countries, but maybe, I mean, we do have the highest number of coronavirus cases, but then there are, like, other countries that I know about who are, like, deploying the army and stuff to make sure people are in their houses, and it's, like, it's so serious in other countries, and I feel like America's playing it down, because, like, you're still allowed to go outside, you're still, like, they're not forcing you to do anything, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, like, you can still go to, like, stores and stuff, and there is, of course, they're still, like, doing stuff to keep people safe. Like, I went to the grocery store with my mom, and they had, there was a line outside, because they didn't let a certain amount of people in at the same time.
Yeah. So,
in the line, they had, like, spots marked for people to stand on that were 6 feet away from each other to make sure that while you're standing in line, like, nothing happens and nothing spreads. And I feel like, in that way, they're being, like, really careful, and I feel like that's a good thing. But at the same time, I feel like Americans are being really careless at the same time, because they're not doing all they can to stay safe.
I kind of blame the younger kids, too. Not in a mean way, but, like, I feel like millennials towards our generation were low-key, like... thinking that we're, like, what is it? Not walking on it.
Rebels.
Oh my gosh. But, like, really, like, I don't know. Like, there's some of us that are smart, some of us are stupid. It all depends on who you meet.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Can I add something really quick here?
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
Okay. No, I'll take your time.
Sorry. Okay, but back when we were in school, in bio, we learned about this thing where it's like humanity is not evolving because we're starting to make the environment adapt to us instead of adapting to the environment. And I feel like that's what's happening. People are used to not having to do anything to protect themselves or anything like that. They're used to just like everything around them working the way they want it to. And now that it's not, I feel like people don't really know what to do.
And that's on Fiji.
Yep.
Dude, that low-key kind of makes sense, though. Like,
yeah, like that
we're getting selfish.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just darn people. You, JC?
Oh, okay. I agree with what Aya said. I feel like it's not, it's almost like everything we're doing to prevent the spread of this virus is not, it's a suggestion to many people. I feel like it's a suggestion that people don't really like overlook or don't take seriously. And it's really a problem because obviously we're not going to get anywhere with people thinking like it's not mandatory and it's just something that they can choose to do or choose to overlook. But honestly, I mean, Americans, we don't handle things very well. Like, I don't know. We're too capitalist
where we just care about money, but not the people. Well, we do care about the people, but like,
and it's not about the money.
Okay, Jesse J.
We don't need no money.
We just want to make the world.
Donna, it's not your turn.
Oh shoot, my dad's calling me. What do I do?
I could go to Lene. And then we'll just come back to Donna.
No, oh wait, one more thing.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I hung up on him.
Americans, like the citizens of America. We just don't take anything seriously.
Wait, never mind, guys. I actually have to leave. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Bye. We don't take anything seriously. It's like we make everything into memes. Doesn't matter how dark it is. Doesn't matter how serious it is. It's just all meme. Like, we call it the Rona virus, not like Rona. Yeah, like on memes, they're like Rona.
Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah, and why y'all?
I think it's low-key kind of turning into a joke now.
Yeah,
that's kind of scary.
I think it started off as a meme. I for me personally, I discovered it as a meme, and I feel like because of that, people still see it as a joke because it started off as a joke.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. I feel like memes are, I don't know, it's just everything, once it's a meme, it's not taken seriously.
Yeah.
It really isn't. So I think that's a problem. We need to stop memeing seriously.
Get up and get it right. I know.
But yeah.
That's looking kind of scary. If we take it as a joke, I feel like if it was something, even though Corona is still bad, but if it was something even bigger, like say it was the end of the world, I feel like we would still make jokes about it. Yeah. And that's kind of a way to cope for some, but it's looking like not the smartest way, but I guess if that's the way you do it, the way you do it.
I know, definitely me, the way I cope, two ways, I make it into a joke, or I just like forget about it, or try to. It's not the best.
So, you, Donna? You have any, how you think the world's handling it?
I said, I think that the world wasn't prepared for this virus. Like, obviously, we didn't know. Like, we can never know what's going to happen because we can't tell the future. But we weren't prepared at all. And I think it's really confusing when half of the population thinks it's dangerous. And it's a danger to, like, humankind. And then the other half believes that it isn't serious and it'll eventually fade. So, it's confusing when you have like someone yelling at you that it's fine, then you have someone saying that it's not okay and that we're all going to die. So it's like you can always make your own opinion and decision based off of like research or things that you read, or you could just like follow one of the bandwagons and then just keep it at that.
What do you feel? All
right, so basically, there was this conversation that I was having with my aunt, and I don't know where she found this information. She probably found it in an article or something. But basically, how the virus started in China, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think. So, well, I think it was. I don't know about this virus completely. I have any information. I don't know where it like was based off of, like where it came. I know people say
Wuhan, China.
Yeah, it started in China. So, as for right now, from what she knows from the articles that she's read, it says that China is way well off, like better, like prepared. Because right now, the cases that they have, the amount of cases they have, are little, and the total of deaths have like stopped per se. So they're doing well right now. So they're probably doing something good that I have not looked into. But for us, we're the highest right now. We have the most cases and the most total deaths right now due to the coronavirus. So there's something that we're not doing or doing wrong, because China, it started in China, and China was the first at the beginning. They had the most cases, but now they're down and we're the highest. So there's something going on. And she suggested that it has to do something with the government as well. Like, I believe Jason was saying that something about the government taking advantage of the situation, that they're trying to make the rich richer and the poor, you know, more. Yeah. That's what they're suggesting, but obviously I don't know the background to that, but that's what she's saying, that they're trying to take advantage of the situation, whether, you know, because there was also ideas that the coronavirus is something that China made, like they created the virus in a way to punish us, per se, due to the trade, due to the trade that we have, basically saying, like, oh, you guys want to stop buying from us? Well, here you go. I'm going to give you this virus, so, and we're not going to be selling out or something like that. But obviously that has no backbone. No, no, no. I'm saying that's the idea that they're trying to put out.
Oh, okay. I see, I see. Oh, yeah, the way they're trying to, like,
the way
influence on media.
Yeah, they're saying that's how the coronavirus came to be, but obviously I don't know if that's true or not, and I don't say, I'm not saying that's true, but that's what they're saying could be a possibility. And basically, now that the, you know, the states are using, taking advantage of it, and honestly, I don't know what to say about it, because like I said, I'm kind of ignorant to this topic because I don't look into it much. But I think China's doing something good because, you know, they're well off, well, more than we are. So there's something that we're not doing or we're doing wrong, so... You know, that's how that China's handling it, but how we're handling it, I guess, is different, and we could obviously see that due to the results.
Yeah, I see there's no improvement.
Yeah, so, like, the effects of this virus, I've seen that, didn't, like, minimum wage go up a bit?
In California, I think minimum wage has always been going up, but we're receiving parents who did something with taxes are receiving a check and then a plus $500 for whoever how many children they have underneath 17. So parents are getting money, basically.
Yeah.
Some. Yeah, but there's restrictions to who's getting money.
Yeah. So my brother works in a company that stocks grocery stores and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and he was mentioning that his minimum wage went up and how their products are being sold at a little bit of a higher price now because of the mass hysteria people have that people are in, and that people feel the need that they need to stock up on things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm like, okay, so now the people are companies are raising their prices and using this to their advantage. Or maybe that their supply and supply and demand.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Lopez,
are you listening?
You there?
But yeah, I feel like that comment made me open my mind to maybe this is something that companies are using to take advantage of us.
I got you.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, that's interesting, because now people are going to be charging higher, or obviously, yeah, hand sanitizer is $50?
Dude, that's insane. Even for face masks too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like people are, it's either they're low on supply and they need to, like,
find a way, like, to, yeah, the demand.
Yeah,
to,
yeah. So
I think, or, that connects to what I was trying to say with the whole, like, this probably will be the part where we lead to, what is it called, economic inflation?
Inflation, yeah.
Stock market crashing.
Yes, 2020 in the history book.
Yeah.
You know what? Guys? You know, I sound funny.
What?
What happened?
That when my family was talking about all of the coronavirus things and everything like that too, I was constantly thinking about economics, and I was so mad at myself because I was like, curse you, Lopez. Because my mom was complaining about how, like, because of everything happening, that there's the small businesses, like, you guys know the store, oh, yeah, Maxi Foods.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the groceries, they were saying that, like, a bag of rice is now costing, like, of, like, 1 pound is costing, like, $6. And then I was like, well, Mom, you know, price controls and, like, price ceilings and, like, all of that. And then I was like,
wow, she's a scholar.
Wait, is there a point in, like, economics where, like, if something were to happen with the world, the whole idea of price ceilings and price floors would be shot out to where they're not, where you just really could charge anything?
I don't, like, think so, because I think
I'm kind of scared that if it does come always to that point.
I mean, that's honestly up to the government, though. That's honestly up to the government, because they're kind of what control, who they control that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, with, like, for author,
yeah, I think
exactly.
There's, like, a
econ education's being off.
Oh my gosh! You know what? My mind's been off this year. The elections. What if this is a distraction for the elections?
Oh, exactly. What do you think is going to happen?
That's what my dad said.
Dude, I'm kind of stressed about those elections.
Mm-hmm. My dad was like, oh, but no one's talking about the elections now, are they? And I was
like, where's that Democratic debate I was supposed to see? Biden? Bernie?
Ooh. Drop that.
Hey, don't call Bernie out like that.
My bad. Sorry, guys.
No, I love socialism.
Anyway, but yeah, I don't know how I feel about the whole thing. Kind of, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to make a comment on Lene's comment. I feel like the only reason China was able to, because I feel like China, you know how China comes from, like, a communist country? Not to be, like, the past, you know, not throwing shade. I feel like they kind of still have that communism within them. So, like, mm-hmm. the people of China listens to the government. But since we're a we're, like, free for own and you do what you do, we kind of have that mindset as Americans. So mm-hmm. I feel like even if the corona is going to attack us and if the government says something, we think, oh, they can't take away our freedom. That's what it says in the, what, Constitution? I didn't get past the peak of
Declaration of Independence.
Sorry, I wasn't that. I didn't go that far, but sadly. I don't know. I just feel like that would be a kind of like a idea to throw out there, that why China kind of was able to dim down their numbers within the coronavirus. I feel like America's handling it in a messy way. We're not organized. We're trying to get there, but not really. The world, I feel like everybody's kind of free for their own, where we're just kind of separating as, like, countries. We're not really, like, coming together as one world. We're kind of like, I'll do this on myself, China will do that, Canada will shut down their borders, nobody can go in, Mexico's like, screw Americans, I'm on my own now, we don't need you. Yeah. So I'm just like, everybody's just like, free for all, you die, survival of the fittest. Jeez. You got it. Kind of scary, but...
You know, El Salvador barely had their first death of the coronavirus, like, in the beginning of the week.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Even holding up.
They barely. It's because even before, like, this got really crazy, the president of El Salvador closed all the borders, didn't let anyone in, didn't let anyone out.
Oh.
Everyone bashed up. Like, everyone, like, hated him for that, but, like, now they're one of the only countries that barely have, like, 100 cases. I think they're just under 100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I bet you if we were to shut down our borders, we'd be considered racist.
Definitely.
Ooh, now that's another topic.
sorry, you're right. My bad. Anyways, final question of today's recording. How have you guys stayed safe, at least? Or, like, do you guys have corona? You guys doing good? No corona in you? Not the beer. I know you guys like your coronas, but not that type.
Wow. Just because we're Mexican. Oh, I'm Mexican.
Okay, this is not... Have you guys, like, stayed safe? Have you guys washed your hands? Like,
so, I mean, my mom has stocked up on Lysol, right? And it's, yeah, just stocked up. And she's been constantly cleaning. And, oh, my God. And every time, like, my brothers, like, get home from work, she always tells them, like, oh, take, like, go take off her clothes in the garage and, like, change into new ones. I'll wash them right now. Like, she's, like, really, like, anti-corona right now, because she, like Donna said, like, she watches the news and this and that, and sometimes it spreads information that is probably incorrect and just scares people more. So she's always like, oh, every time you go outside and you come back in, you have to change your clothes and this and that. And she bought Lysol and she's like, wash your hands. And honestly, if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't really be like pushing it so much. But like, if it's like important to her, then I guess it's important to me, so I'll follow whatever she comes up with. But that's about it.
Yeah, that's exactly what Brandy has been doing as well. Like, she's been saying how wash your hands, put hand sanitizer. Like, she's telling us every second. So honestly, that's how I created the habit of doing it on my own. But besides like her telling me, if she didn't tell me, I probably wouldn't, because I don't do that on the daily basis. And like I said, I'm not really thinking about the coronavirus that much. So I probably wouldn't, you know, wash my hands as much, you know, constantly. But now I do. And so that's what we're doing. But as for staying safe, I mean, we're still visiting family, so I don't know if that's safe. But we're doing it anyways.
Don't hug your grandma.
I know.
No older people hugging. Aya, have you stayed safe within this whole mess of catastrophe?
I don't know. I feel like I haven't really gone out of my way to do anything, but like Donna said, I'm not really worried about myself, or most of my family members for that matter. I'm just worried about my dad, because after chemo, his immune system is really, really weak.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Coronavirus and give it to him, then that's not going to end well. And so I feel like we're kind of trying to stay safe for him. But like, I talk to like my relatives who are like in Egypt, it's weird because we're in the same situation, and that's not normal because they're like across the world, and yet we're experiencing the same thing.
Yeah,
that's just like, it's so weird. Like, I know it's worldwide and everything, but knowing that everybody around the world is like going through the same thing and experiencing the same thing is so like surreal to me. I don't know why. Like, billions of people, that's so cool.
Oh, I get you. Like,
not cool, but like,
oh, okay, yeah, makes sense. Yeah, Donna, Aya, sorry, you got it. Yeah, I should. Okay. I'm scared too.
You know how it's hard to find like hand sanitizer right now.
Mhm.
My family, we made our own hand sanitizer.
Oh my gosh! Try to sell it.
About this, when you were in AP Environmental Science, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I remember you were talking about making hand sanitizer or soap. I remember you talking about making soap when you were in AP.
Oh, yeah. No, but we made hand sanitizer. So basically, a really simple, like, recipe for hand sanitizer is basically, like, aloe, like, you know, the aloe vera from, alcohol. Like, an aloe plant?
Yeah.
That plus rubbing alcohol and then, like, some sort of essential oil or, like, acidic, like, fruit. So what we did is that, like, my dad already knows how to make the hand sanitizer because where he works at, they use this sanitizer for not only for like them when they use it for their hands, but they also use it to clean machines that are like sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Or like sometimes they'll add more rubbing alcohol and use it for like heavy duty machines. But basically, like, my grandma cut off a blade of the aloe plant that we have in our backyard, and like she was cutting it so only the inside. So, like, not the green part, but we only wanted the things on the inside. And it was so gross because she made me help her, like, squeeze it. So, like, to make it slimy. Smooth.
Isn't
so,
it, like jelly?
Chunks? Yeah. Jelly. And it's, like,
I kinda wanna
really,
eat it.
It's really, like, it's, like, gelatin. And then it's really slimy. It was fun, honestly, when we were squeezing it.
Appetizing.
It's almost, like, warm boogers. It's nasty. And then basically we got that, and then we put it in like a huge gallon that we have at home, and then we put all the aloe in, and then we put rubbing alcohol, And it can't be diluted, but just the regular rubbing alcohol, but make sure that it's strong. And then we put that in, and then we mixed it, and then we added two lemons together, and then we put it into little bottles, and now we have 2 gallons of hand sanitizer at home.
Wow, you could be making a profit right now, yeah, Donna.
Right? Selling it online for $70.
On eBay for like 6 ounces.
And now, yeah, literally, dude, we have it. We have one in the car. We have one in the other car. We have one in the restroom, one in the other restroom, one in the living room. They're everywhere. Since there's so many people in my house right now, there's literally 11 people living in my house right now.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh my god, how?
So,
That's over everywhere. The limit of 10 people. Excuse me.
Oh yeah. Kick one out. No,
kick one out.
Staying safe by trying to stay in as much as possible. I think I've been out of the house about 4 times in, like, the past 2 weeks. And, like, once was to go to State of Brothers to, so instead of my mom and my dad, so they could go shopping, I went shopping instead, and I bought all the things necessary. And then, like, for the rest, it's just to visit family. I've been also been trying to stay safe by being as hygienic as possible, so constantly showering, washing my hands, washing my face, putting on hand sanitizer, and
homemade hand sanitizer.
Yeah, my homemade, all natural.
Wow.
Organic. Yeah.
And then looking nice. Everybody answered.
Yes.
All right. Oh wait, I didn't answer. I think I've just been doing the same, washing my hands. My mom yells at me every time I try to grab a slice of pizza before I wash my hands.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks that I work, because my mom's just, like JC's mom, like, I think my mom's just become paranoid. So, like, when I work, she's like, tell your manager if there's someone coughing, like, deny them of service. I'm like, what? I'm like, dang, lady, no, I can't. I can, but, like, I'm looking kind of scared, too. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's but, so like, cool. I think I have to, I've been washing my hands too much at work. My hands become so dry. I need to moisture them.
Ooh, yeah.
And alcohol, because we just found some hand sanitizer, because we knew the hookup somewhere. If you go to, you know, El Super, El Superior?
Oh, yes.
The Mexican store? If you go ask the people at the register, do you got hand sanitizer? They have it. So, and they gave my mom shot glasses, too, so we got some shot glasses.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I've just been washing my hands too much, taking a shower too much. I've just been getting wrinkled and old of age. It's time.
You need to moisturize, too. You're
I forget that out. Step. Wow, thanks.
Moisturize. You're going to get dry. Ashy, dry.
But yeah, it's just been a whole hectic situation. I know, I remember, okay, I have to admit this. Back when I was a obsessive K-pop fans, I had bought some masks. And now I have a bunch of black masks in my house due to that.
Hey, but now they're up to good use.
Exactly.
Jokes on everyone that made fun of you.
Jokes on you. I was a previous BTS member.
Dude, I have 3.
Yeah,
of those
I never
too.
Got that.
I did. I went through that stage too.
Sadly, I did too.
Yeah, I did. I never went through the stage where I got their faces on a shirt. Though.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't. So, yeah, I think that's where I thought.
Yeah, I was like, no, but I have posters everywhere, so I guess that's
okay. Just come for Linnae, that's fine.
I mean, I'm coming for you too, because
I don't have anyone's faces on my shirt. Excuse me.
No, shirts. I said posters, not faces.
You said shirts.
I said I don't have. Oh my god, I'm not having this discussion.
I have everything recorded. Everyone, please
this is
calm
so
down.
Off topic.
This is now a K-pop discussion.
I know, what is happening?
I'm dead. Anyways, so I think that's it for today's recording.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to say anything else before I stop the VIA recording?
Yes. Guys, take this time to get in touch with your creative side, and if you don't have one, make one. You know, draw, I don't know, do whatever, edit. Do that, I don't know, do like invest in your hobbies, because this is the perfect time.
It's gonna last for a long time.
All right, it's gonna last for a long time. And like me, I'm taking this time to, like, I don't know, maybe cut off all my hair, because no one's gonna see me anyway.
You better not, JC. You better not. I'm gonna pull a Paul. You went bald.
I looked at you.
Oh, yeah.
I washed I watched Mulan yesterday, and I'm like, I want to do that. So catch me being Mulan middle movie, you know, middle of the movie, just cutting off all my hair with a sword. I might do it, though, honestly.
Dude, that's so sad. I want to see Paul now because he's bald.
No, I can't believe we're not going to get to see him. What the heck?
Yeah, I do want to cut my hair. And do your skincare routine, because now you don't have an excuse of being too busy and being too sleepy. Do your skincare routine.
But then I have the excuse of not seeing anybody anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So what do you mean? And do your, you know,
amen,
run, workout, get the summer body.
No body we trying to look good for.
I mean, what do you mean?
Kidding. Take this time to do your homework assignments. We're still in school, guys.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Dude, we're gonna start distance learning. I really don't want to.
That's gross. I know, I don't want to either.
Cause my mom's gonna be yelling at me every like 5 minutes to like do something for her, and I won't be able to concentrate.
I'm dead. All right, Donna, you have any last words?
Yeah, I saw a lot of posts on like talking about what's happening to the environment now that we're all in like self-quarantine. And then there are like a lot of posts about saying how like now that because we're not indoors, like the environment's getting a lot better. Mm-hmm. And it's true, obviously, since there's a lot, even though not everyone is self-quarantined, not everyone is staying home, there is like a significant amount of people that were now in the freeways and now they're not, right? So we're all at home. So there aren't that many carbon emissions being released into the air. So, like, especially in China, the air pollution got, like, the air quality is much better over there. And it said that, like, there are pictures of, like, before and after.
Yeah.
You could, like, actually tell, like, really well how much better the environment has, like, gotten. And, like, it's kind of nice how we were able to stop and kind of let the world breathe. Mm-hmm. But I also think that, like, we shouldn't get too comfortable. Because mm-hmm. I feel like since a lot of people are posting about it, like, there's also that one post saying, like, the fish returned back to, like, the river and, like, where was it at? Like, Italy? I don't even know. I think that we shouldn't use that as, like, an excuse to, when this is all over, to maybe start going back and start creating bad habits again. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should use this as kind of, like, a lesson and mm-hmm. kind of learn from it. And just to keep in mind that sometimes we need to let the world breathe.
Yeah.
And that if we want to keep on, like, living in a world where it's, like, all healthy and beautiful, that we just sometimes have to, sometimes we just have to slow down and stay inside if it's possible, because then good things are gonna happen.
Good.
Wow, Donna, that was, what an ape student.
Oh my gosh. Lene, you have anything?
Yeah, I just want to say I hope everyone's doing good. Stay safe, and you know, this coronavirus, we can't control the fact that it's happening, but we can obviously help out. So it's honestly how we react to the situation. So I hope everyone's doing the best that they can. And yeah, stay safe. Be strong. Don't let this, make your life any more difficult than it already is. Try to, you know, stay strong and just try to be happy in these difficult times. And yeah.
Dude.
Okay, I'm just gonna say, like, take advantage of this time to, like, spend time with your family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's gonna happen, and try not to get, like, mad at each other, because I know I'm getting really mad at my family. They're being
yeah.
the heck, but whatever, I mean, just, like,
I think I passed that already.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But
Lene's, like, too late.
Yep. Too late for me, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, wow. Family drama.
Oh, God.
But yeah. So just come together, as you say, Aya.
Yeah, I know. My brothers are finding new ways to bother me. And I hate it. I hate it. I can't do anything about it.
I know. I'm dead. My last thing I would say is that I just say be careful. I mean, I feel like the thing that makes someone more sick is the stress they put on themselves about this disease. Mm-hmm. So I like think about it, but don't think too hard, because I feel like if you think too hard, it'd lead to more problems. As my mom is going through problems. Anyways, it's like, I don't know. But yeah, I just say be careful and stay safe out there. It's a crazy world. It's bad. P.S. It's the government's fault. This is all set up. Anyways,
it's all set up. Yeah. They're distracting us.
Yeah, it's a false thing. It's in your head. Us. They put a chip in you. Yeah. It's the bourgeois disease. The birds aren't around.
What is happening?
It's the regular flu.
All right, I think we're done. All right, bye.
Hello, you made it to the end of the episode. I know it was an extra long episode this time, which was shocking because I thought we talked for like a small time, but I guess not. But thank you guys. Thank you to my friends who joined in today's podcast. I really appreciate them. Their input was really, really nice to hear. But before I end off today's episode, I'd like to say if anything was said that was either wrong or like you didn't feel comfortable with it, you could always reach out to me and we could talk about it and we'll see what happens from there. It's either on Instagram or on Twitter, which is @TTTNM_. And yeah, so today's quote of the day, or not quote of the day, quote of the end of this episode is, keep going. Your hardest times often lead you to the greatest moments of your life. Keep going. Tough situations build strong people in the end. Roy T. Bennett. Thank you.